Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to Beer as a Force for Good, balancing purpose and profit through B Corp certification. My name is Jay Jackson Beckham, and I am delighted to be introducing this seminar this afternoon. Before we get started, I want to encourage everyone to silence your pocket computers so that we don't get any disruptions during the presentation. However, you're going to want to keep your phone out. We are using Slido for the Q&A and for polling purposes during the conference. Just scan that QR code and use the link and room number when you arrive, and you will be prompted to ask questions at appropriate times. This QR will appear at the end if you weren't prepared, so you'll see it again. Finally, at the end of the seminar, please also make sure that you submit the seminar feedback survey. There is a short two-question survey associated with each seminar. Should only take a moment, and you can complete it through the Craft Brewers Conference app. Now to the good part. I get to introduce Ali Halinga as the community manager for Creature Comforts Brewing Company in Athens, Georgia. In her role at Creature, she helps steward the company's community give back programs. She's also the company's self-proclaimed beekeeper or project manager behind Creature's B Corp certification and recertification. She began this role in January of 2020 after working in higher education for 4 years. Yes, there is another recovering academic in the room. Without further ado, I'll give it to Ali.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Dr. J, for that introduction. We're going to go ahead and dive in. Y'all, believe it or not, I found out about B Corp certification when I was baking chocolate chip cookies. Yes, really. I was reaching for the top shelf of my pantry for my King Arthur flour, and at that moment, I noticed a small certified B Corporation logo on the side of the package. In the moment, I wasn't really thinking of anything besides the cookies, but when I went into my refrigerator and got out the eggs, I noticed that they were rated grade AA. And I said, well, that's silly. Wouldn't you want to be an A corporation and not a B corporation? I mean, the eggs are rated USDA grade AA. Like, what are we missing? So this is the story that author Ryan Honeyman uses to open up the second edition of the B Corp handbook. And upon a quick Google search, the author realizes that B Corp certification is more than just some scarlet letter for a second-rate certification. Rather, it's the exact opposite. B Corporations are businesses that are part of a very exciting and dynamic movement to really redefine what success in business looks like. As Dr. J said, I'm Ali Halinga, and I'm the community manager at Creature Comforts in Athens, Georgia. One of my favorite parts of my role as our community manager is getting to work as our beekeeper, which is obviously far more fun to say than our project manager behind our B Corp certification. So it's a self-proclaimed title. We're working that into the official performance plan. But that is why I'm absolutely thrilled to be here with you all today to really share how businesses around the globe, including several craft breweries, many that are here in attendance at CBC, are using B Corp certification to balance both their profit and their purpose. So we're going to start off today with some of the basics, right? And one of the first questions I got, at least from my dad about 2.5 years ago when I said, I'm leaving higher ed and I'm going into craft beer. And he said, one, well, I hope I get some free beer out of this. And two, what does the B in B Corp certification stand for? So that's where we're going to start. Does the B stand for business? Benchmarking? Beer. While all great guesses of my father, the B and B Corp certification actually stands for benefit. And as a community, B corporations are really looking to redefine success. They're not trying to be the best in the world. They're trying to be the best for the world. And according to B Lab, which is the nonprofit that certifies certified B corporations, B Corps are businesses that meet some of the highest standards of verified social and environmental performance, public transparency, and legal accountability to balance both their purpose and their profit. In other words, if you're like, too long, can't remember that, we like to say that B Corps are businesses that exist to be a force for good in the world. And as I just mentioned, B Lab is the nonprofit body that awards B Corp certification, but they do far more than just award this certification. They are actually the folks that originally developed this certification, and they are the ones that manage this certification. So every kind of 2 or 3 years, these are the folks that work on the B Impact assessment. They make updates to it. They ensure that it is staying modern, that we are asking the right questions, and that this certification continues to challenge businesses. B Lab began in 2006, really with the idea that a new type of economy was not only necessary, but also possible, and that businesses really could lead the way in this new stakeholder-driven model. And here's just a look at some of the momentum behind this certification today. Currently, there are 4,800 certified B corporations globally, and this number is always on the rise. It was one of those figures I was constantly updating as I was prepping for CBC, because it was really cool to watch this number of businesses who have pursued this certification increase even over the past few months. But of these 4,800 businesses, they represent 79 countries and 153 industries. And in our own industry, there are 38 plus B Corp breweries globally. I say plus because, you guys, just like the 4,800, the number of B Corp breweries globally is also increasing. And I didn't want to leave anyone out of the mix. And there are 15 certified B Corp breweries here in the U.S. I believe the B Corp director is not the most friendly for searching, but if I left you off my list, please let me know. But what ties all of this together is the one unifying goal: to be a business as a force for good. And here are just some of the businesses behind this movement who have pursued this certification. And I'm sure you all have supported several of these folks, maybe without having even known that they were a certified B Corporation. But it's folks like Tom's, Eileen Fisher, Athleta, we've got Ben & Jerry's, Jenny's Ice Cream, one of my personal favorites, Dannon, Patagonia. And in our own industry, here are our U.S. B Corp breweries. Really some absolute legends. I mean, New Belgium, North Coast, Allagash, Redemption Rock, really some really awesome folks who have paved the way for Creature to achieve its certification in the summer of 2021. So now that you know a little bit more about some of the guiding principles of this certification, and you're also aware of some of the players in this as well, I want to dive into really the requirements of this certification. So in the next kind of portion of this presentation, I'm going to attempt to answer two questions, and that's, what do I need to do to be a certified B Corporation, and how much is it going to cost me? So first up, completing the B Impact Assessment. This can also be, we'll kind of refer to it throughout this presentation as the BIA. We love a good acronym. So the BIA is a 5-section assessment that looks at a company's overall governance as well as its 4 key stakeholder groups, which, as you can see on your screen, are workers, community, environment, and customers. This assessment is scored out of a total 200 possible points, and it really dives into detail on each one of these 5 different impact areas. So what we're going to do now is walk through each one of these 5 different sections. I really wanted to try and give you all an idea of the types of question and really the range of questions that are being asked in each one of these 5 different impact areas. And then we'll also review a sample question from each one of these sections. Again, during this time, we'll talk about how it's scored. You'll get a better idea of the types of questions. And I don't know, it might just jumpstart your own B Corp certification journey. So we're going to start off with governance. And the governance impact area really evaluates a company's overall mission. It's looking at the company's engagement around social and environmental performance, as well as ethics and transparency. So as you can see in this question, and I apologize if it's small in the back, but this question in the governance section is asking about your company's formal written corporate mission statement. And as you can see, it's a multiple choice test. I feel like I'm back taking the SAT or the ACT, but you select the choice that best aligns with where your company is currently at. So for example, that first line is, yes, we have a mission statement, but it doesn't make a specific social or environmental commitment. If you have a mission statement, who has a mission statement? I love it. Guess what? You just earned yourself, and I know it's not a lot of points. You just earned yourself 0.05 points in the B Impact assessment just by having a mission statement. Say, for example, your mission statement takes it a step further, though, and you have a very general commitment to social or environmental responsibility, or you have a commitment to a specific positive social impact or an environmental impact or even a specific beneficiary group. Guess what? That earns you additional points. And again, say you don't have a mission statement, you select that, no points are earned, you're not losing any points by not having a mission statement. That's a really beautiful thing about this assessment is that points are never gained, points are only earned in the B Impact assessment. Moving right along to the workers' impact area. So the workers' impact area really looks at a company's overall contribution and investment to its employees. So in the worker section, we are looking into, you know, employees' financial security, health and wellness, safety, career development, and engagement and satisfaction. An example question in the worker section is asking about what training opportunities do you provide for workers for professional development? And I put this one on here because it's an area where we can all gain points by having an allocated budget for external professional development opportunities. Guess what? You're all at CVC. You're doing something. You're getting B Corp points already on the board. Next up, we are going to look at the community section of the B Impact assessment. So in the community section, this really evaluates a company's engagement with and the impact it has on the community in which it hires from, it sources from, and which it operates within. The community section has what I think to be the most really diverse range of the types of questions that are asked. So the community section will ask you questions about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and justice. It also looks at civic engagement. It looks at your supply chain management. It looks at your charitable giving. This is probably the most, you know, well-rounded section of the assessment, I would say. But this example in the community section asks about how your company is creating an inclusive hiring and recruiting process. And as you can see, it'll walk you down through all the different answer choices. Say, for example, you are already including a statement in all of your job descriptions about a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Say, for example, you keep reading about these and you're like, oh, conducting anonymous or blind reviews of applications. You know what? We're not doing that, but that's something that I think we could do. This assessment, at least for Creature, has been an awesome opportunity for us to identify, you know, where we currently are and then what we could be doing better, really to be better for our people and for our community. So not only do you get to, you know, gain points for what you currently are doing, the B Impact assessment will also do an awesome job of showing you what else is possible in terms of, in this example, creating an inclusive recruiting and hiring process. Next up, we are going to look at the environment section. So the environment section covers really your company's entire environmental management practices, as well as your company's impact on water, air, land, biodiversity. Again, this section is very detailed, so I would recommend if you have a sustainability specialist, put them in charge of this section. But this question, for example, asks about your company's environmental management system, also known as an EMS. And then you are able to select where you are. When we first took the B impact assessment, we didn't have an EMS. And we said, that's an area that we can get better on. So when we did go to certify, we were able to work with all the proper folks to get an EMS running, set some benchmarks for ourselves, and also, make sure that people are following along. So again, opportunities for awesome growth. Next up, we're going to look at the customers section. And the customers really evaluates a company's stewardship of its customers through the quality of its products and services, through ethical marketing, data privacy and security, and feedback channels. So in this example question, it's asking if your company does any of the following to manage the impact and value created for your customers and consumers. So for example, are you monitoring customer satisfaction in the tap rooms? Are you having any written policies in place for ethical marketing and advertising? So this is a wonderful question in the customers section. And then moving right along, I wanted to show you guys, this is what the B impact assessment actually looks like when you enter into it. As you can see, it is grouped by the different impact areas we just discussed. So right now, we were in governance, now we moved over to workers. As you can see, each of these different areas is organized by a subheader, and then all of the questions that fall under those questions pop up, and you can kind of explore that on your own. I have found this to be very user-friendly. It's got a great user interface, makes it really simple to go through these questions really quickly, and it's very, very well organized. So now I wanted to answer some FAQs about the B impact assessment, and the first one being, okay, how is this scored? I know I talked about this kind of briefly as we were in the governance section about the specific point gains associated with some of these questions, but the B impact assessment, again, is a 200 possible point assessment, and a company needs 80 points in order to certify as a B corporation. This 80-point threshold was really determined because the three main areas for point gains are really the environment, the community, and the workers sections. They're around 40 points apiece. And really, the idea behind this 80-point threshold was that a company needs to exceed in multiple areas to obtain this certification. You can't just be a rock star in all things sustainability. If you are, that's great. That'll get you 40 points, but you've got to make up those 40 points by being a rock star in another area as well. The next question is, who in my organization should take the B Impact assessment? Does it need to be my CEO? And my answer to that is really anyone in your organization, regardless of their title or their tenure with the company, can take the B Impact assessment. The most common types of folks that do take the assessment the first time around, it can be your CEO. We've also seen a lot of folks use their HR manager to go through the assessment. If you have a community person like me, they can fill it out. People have had interns or worked in the past with others to take that first step. I would just warn there are some sensitive questions or data that you will need to insert into the assessment, so just have a plan for who will be filling it out and kind of what information they have access to. The next question is, how long does it take me to go through the B impact assessment? And I will say, for most small to medium-sized businesses, it takes about 1 to 3 hours to do this initial pass through the B impact assessment, but it really does depend on the size, the age, and like overall complexity of your organization. But what I would recommend is going through this entire assessment. And then what you'll do if you have, questions, maybe you don't know the answer to something, inside the assessment, there's a bookmark feature. I would bookmark that question and then come back to it later. So do that first quick pass through the BIA, and then you can always go back and get answers for some of the things you're unsure about. Lastly, what if my company is interested in the benchmarking part of B Corp certification and the BIA, but we don't want to certify ourselves? That's totally an option. The B Impact Assessment is a free online measurement, monitoring, and benchmarking tool. Anyone has access to it. I would really recommend, even if you have no intentions of certifying, use this tool. It's really awesome, has a lot of best practices, really ingrained into the assessment itself. But I would love it if you certified. So the next requirement of B Corp certification is meeting the legal requirement. So once you filled out the impact assessment, the second really largest requirement of this certification is being able to meet this legal requirement. And oftentimes I find that this has been like a major hurdle in businesses' ability to really obtain this certification. So with the legal requirement, this is put into place to really ensure that your business is accountable to all of your stakeholders and not just your shareholders. And so what it looks like to fulfill the legal requirement, again, will look very different depending on your size and what state you're in and the complexity of your business. But it typically looks one of three ways. The first one would be making some amendments to your operating agreements and some of your corporate governing documents with language that B-Lab provides. It could look like reincorporating as a benefit corporation, or thirdly, some other structural change within the organization. My pro tip for this would be start this conversation early rather than once you feel like you've reached that 80-point threshold in the assessment. Have this, you know, on the minds of your leadership, board of directors, whoever that governing body might be. I will say for businesses with less than 50 employees, the legal requirement must be complete during your certification process. But for businesses over 50 employees, there is a grace period of when the legal requirement will need to be met. And in Creature's case, we had 90 days from when we had crested that point and we had gotten verified by B-Lab to make these changes to some of our operating documents. The next requirement, and y'all, this is the easiest one. This one is really checking a box, but this is the transparency requirement. So really all this is saying is that you agree and your company makes a public profile on the B Corp directory that people can search. It'll have your overall score also broken down by impact area. So if you were like, oh, like, let's see, what did Creature score? You can type in Creature Comforts in the B Corp directory and it'll pop up with our score, which was 80.4, just got it. We're working on improving. And then you can see really how we scored in each of those five impact areas. Lastly, we need to womp womp, pay some annual certification fees. Again, any business can take the B Impact Assessment for free, but if you are planning to certify, it is important to know up front that the certification fee ranges anywhere from $1,000 to $50,000, depending on your business's annual sales. And I've got a chart of what this looks like broken down. As I mentioned earlier, most B Corps are small to medium-sized businesses making less than $5 million in annual revenue. So most of us will be looking at those first two columns when determining what we will be paying for this annual certification fee. This fee really covers using the licensing of the B Corp logo, but also funding some of the research and advocacy work that B Lab does as a nonprofit. Oh, we have crested that 80-point threshold, y'all. We have completed the legal requirement. We have made our account publicly transparent on the B Corp directory. We have sat through all of the standard analyst and verification queue with B Lab. Now it's time to celebrate. We are a certified B Corporation. I will say, certification isn't just a one-and-done type deal. I think the beauty of this assessment is that your business must recertify every 3 years to ensure that your company remains over that 80-point threshold. I will say, too, B-Lab also releases a new version of the B-Impact assessment every 2 to 3 years. So odds are when you go to recertify, you're taking a different version of the assessment than what you originally took. Yes, there's a lot of overlap and similarities, but the assessment is constantly being updated, and more things are being incorporated into the certification. So now I briefly want to share a little bit about Creature's journey towards certification. And y'all, I'm going to be open and honest and transparent because this was hard. It is not easy. You look at the number of, you know, B corporations worldwide and even in craft, and you're like, you know, that's really not that many. It's because the certification is no joke, but it's difficult and it's thorough for all the right reasons. So at Creature Comforts, we, you know, didn't find out about B Corp certification when baking cookies. That would have been a cool story. But we actually found out about B Corp certification when one of our own creatures served on a CSR panel that was being hosted at our tap room. And at the end of that panel, as a way of, you know, saying thanks and participating and hosting that panel, we were gifted the B Corp handbook. And at the time, you know, we knew we were doing some amount of good, right? Like, we had invested and local sourcing for some of the ingredients of our core brands. We had funded an artist in residency program within our tap room to provide stipends and professional development to local artists. We'd invested in renewable energy. We knew we were doing good, right? But we couldn't and we didn't have a way to measure this good until the B Corp certification. So being gifted the B Corp handbook was really what set our B Corp certification journey in motion. And from there, as you can see, a 1,000-plus day journey. Don't let my timeline freak you out. The certification and the length that it'll take for you to complete it will look completely, you know, different for every single business. It did take us 1,000-plus days, though, so I wanted to be upfront with that. One of our first steps, so after we had gifted the B Corp handbook and we had really determined that we wanted to proceed with B Corp certification, because we all know there are a lot of other certifications out there. You know, you could look at GRI, you could look at Future Fit Business, you could look at very product-specific certifications or accreditations as well. But once we felt that we were really confident we wanted to be a certified B Corporation, we were really all hands on deck. So one of the first things that we did, actually, I don't really know how much we did in this, but the University of Georgia, we are located in Athens, Georgia, right next to a wonderful college town. And UGA sent 5 MBAs over to our door and was basically like, hey, they want to help you get a baseline score in the B Impact Assessment. And we were like, yeah, you can't send us 5 MBA students. Like, of course we're going to use them. This was awesome. So what these students did, and this was the semester of fall 2019, is that they worked very closely with our CEO to determine a baseline score for Creature Comforts on the B Impact Assessment. Once we had that score, and it was 59 points, so remember, we need 80 to certify. Once we had that baseline score, those students then worked to create us a roadmap forward of what we could do to achieve this certification. I wasn't yet at Creature Comforts when we were working with those students. I joined the team in January of 2020, and I basically had all of this work in front of me that these students had provided, and I became Creature's beekeeper. From there, I was a brand new employee, right? And I knew that I couldn't be the person that was the expert in all 5 of those impact areas. So what I did was assemble a B team. They're the A team in my heart, and I'm saying that because some of them are sitting right there. A team in my heart, but they are my B team. And what the B team consists of is really subject matter experts in each one of those 5 different impact areas. So, you know, I've got someone from our HR team to speak into the workers section. I've got our sustainability specialist to speak into the environmental section. Our CEO answers a lot of questions about the governance portion of the B Impact Assessment. I also really believe that how the B Impact Assessment is organized, it really does facilitate the sharing of roles and responsibilities too. So get yourself a B team. It's tremendously a helpful group. You can't go at this alone. It's so essential to have a team involved in this certification. From there, we did our work on really completing the B Impact Assessment. We had a lot of points that we needed to gain, and what this step looked like for us was really formalizing a lot of things that we have done over the years that just, like, weren't in writing, right? You know, like, we had been doing all of this wonderful stuff, but in a lot of instances, you know, it wasn't in the employee handbook, it wasn't formally written down as a policy. So that was really a lot of the point gains in that section, was truly just formalizing work that had already been done. During this time, we were also able to launch, you know, an employee wellness program. We were able to make additional investments in renewable energy. We'd kind of did some scrapping for points, I'm not going to lie, but we got there and we felt very confident that we were over that 80-point threshold. And at that point, we entered into the verification queue. I will say, you guys, I made a very rookie mistake, and this talk is supposed to be from 3 to 3:30, and it is 3:30, so if you have a hard stop and you need to leave, please go forth, but we are the last ones in this room today, so I'm going to keep talking, but if you do need to head out, please do head out. So, the verification queue. You guys, this was probably the most stressful part for me of our entire B Corp certification journey. We, you know, felt very confident internally that we had reached and far surpassed this 80-point threshold. The verification queue has been super backlogged, so we were in it for several months, which is, one, good to see, because that means there's a lot of interest in the certification, right? But it was a bit of a waiting game for us, and it was almost like, you know, you just took a test, and then you're watching the teacher grade it in front of you, so a little nerve-wracking. But what the verification queue looks like is that you get matched with a standards analyst and then a verification analyst from B-Lab. And what they work with you to do is really to make sure that your answers are meeting their criteria. So in some instances, it's like a yes-no answer, like, is this what you're doing? And other, you know, like a verbal answer is fine. In other scenarios, they're like, hey, Allie, you said you're doing this. Let's see some proof. And so we'd have to gather some additional documentation and be able to send their way to really justify that the answer we selected in that assessment was exactly what we are going to do. We were in the verification queue for about 5 to 6 months, so it does sound kind of long, but again, their queue was just really backed up at the time of our certification. From there, we had met that 80-point requirement. Our 80 points had been verified, or excuse me, our 80.4 points. I'm holding on to those 0.4 that really got us over the ledge. But at that point, we had to amend our corporate governing documents. We, based off our corporate structure, we had 90 days to amend these corporate governing documents. And this was also one of those stressful times because I got the signed documents I needed on day 89 of 90. I did not have any anxiety of that whatsoever. But I will say that's a lesson that we learned too, is we were, and our CEO did an awesome job of communicating with our board of directors and, you know, keeping them updated on our score and where we were at in the process, so that when it did come time for these legal requirement to be met, they knew exactly what they needed to do. And from there, we celebrated. And here is the team of creatures celebrating our B Corp certification with a cold beer in hand at our annual staff retreat. And I wanted to talk first, or secondly, really about some of these, what I've got up on the screen. So it's not why we pursued B Corp certification, but here are some of the really awesome things that have happened as a result of our certification. So first, connecting with consumers. As we've heard at different seminars throughout the week, I mean, the millennial generation and Gen Z, they have such a huge purchasing power, right? And they are quick to point out if a company, you know, isn't as sustainable or socially conscious as they're saying they are. So I think both of these generations are looking to companies to prove that they truly are good for their people, good for their community, and good for the planet. So this certification really shows that we're walking the walk. We're not just talking the talk. Next up, I threw in here attract and retain talent because I love it and it really makes my day when someone from our HR team says, you know what, we interviewed all these employees today, or potential employees, and each one of them, or like 5 out of the 6 mentioned our B Corp certification as a reason they wanted to come and work at Creature Comforts and that they sought out a job at our company. I think this even goes to show a lot of our current employees too of just, you're a part of something much bigger than yourself, and I know that sounds so cliche, but I know that Creature as a company is aligned with my vision and my values and what I stand for, you know, by being good for our people and our community and the world. So I do think this certification has been immensely helpful too in attracting and retaining talent. And then lastly, leave a legacy and make it better. These are two of Creature's 6 core values. So I like to think that our B Corp certification really marries very well with both of these values. Not only are we making it better now because the B Impact Assessment gives us such measurable next steps and benchmarks to really maintain and improve on what we're already doing. But at the same time, we go out and recertify every 3 years. So we need to continue to improve. We need to continue pushing these barriers and making the world, you know, doing as much as we can as a company to leave a legacy for those down the road. And I'm going to wrap up by just sharing some next steps for you all and your own B Corp journey. So my first step would be do your own research. I'm just one person. While I think B Corp certification is the gold standard and it was a perfect fit for Creature Comforts, there are other certifications out there that could be a better fit for your company. So I would say first, do your research. And I will say I've compiled a URL that I'll share with everyone at the end that has links to the legal requirement, to some of those annual certification fees. So these are documents that you can dig into after this presentation to determine if this is the right fit. Kind of in line with doing your own research, I'd say connect with one of your industry peers. I'm sure we all know someone who works at one of these breweries. You could probably find one of them here today or before the end of CBC. Sit them down and ask them, what has this certification meant for your business? Like, what ROI have you seen from B Corp certification? How has it challenged you? What does it mean for you to be a B Corp business? From there, I would say whether or not you plan to certify, still do make use of the B Impact Assessment. It's free. It's a really wonderful resource that's available to everyone. But if you're like, we're in it and we want to become a B Corp, my first steps for you would be to identify a beekeeper. Find that person within your organization. Just, I'm putting it out there too. I mean, I am our beekeeper, but it's not my full-time job. I do have other roles and responsibilities at Creature, so don't feel like you need to have a full-time person dedicated to your B Corp certification. This is just one part of my job. And then pull together that B team. Get those experts around the table. Even if you are a very small group and maybe you're like, Allie, I can't pull together a B team. I only have 3 employees. Still do invite others around the table to help you answer and go through the B Impact Assessment as accurately and efficiently as possible. And then I would say, lastly, never hesitate to reach out to other B Corps. They don't have to just be breweries. If you are in this crazy long process of B Corp certification and you need help, or you're like, you know what? I see that Creature has this policy drafted and they're earning points for it in the B Impact Assessment, or, oh, New Belgium is killing it in the sustainability area, or, oh, Allagash is doing this. I'm not going to say you can reach out to all of them. They helped me, but I would love to be that point of person and contact for you, that if you get stuck and you're working through the B Impact Assessment and you're like, I have absolutely no idea how to answer this or what to do next, I would love to be that person for you and for your brewery. As I mentioned too, I've only been a part of the craft beer scene and world and industry for 2.5 years, but I've already, you know, seen how welcoming, how collaborative, really how sustainable and how community-oriented this whole industry is. And I think this certification really puts all of that good to use. And so I would just say, cheers to being a force for good. Here is that URL I mentioned that has all of those different resources. The QR code leads you to the same place, so whatever you prefer. This is getcurious.com/CBC22. All of the resources, from a link to where you can buy your own copy of the B Corp handbook, because I wish I could gift that to everyone in the audience today, but I don't have that kind of money. But getting your own copy of the B Corp handbook, looking closely at some of those legal requirements, definitely check out those resources. And that is, I'm already 10 minutes over time, but we're still going to do questions. Okay, perfect. And that is my email address, and I'll get Slido up here. Perfect. Okay, so question one, is there any benefit for 2 B Corps doing business together, tax breaks or incentives? No, but it is an awesome mechanism for storytelling, really. You know, we've gotten meetings because we're a B Corp certification and collaborations have been formed because we are a B Corp, and it's just brought new opportunities, but in terms of incentives, not yet. But I love that thinking. If you certify as a B Corporation, do you maintain your legal business structure? Yes, you do. So, for example, Creature is an LLC. We are still an LLC. The only version of this would be if you are a corporation and then you reincorporate as a benefit corporation. So that would be really the only legal structure. It's really all would just depend on how your company and your brewery is set up. Have you received any feedback from retailers? Okay, sorry, for carrying your brand because you're B Corp certified. Well, y'all, our sales director just left, and I'm sure he could have answered that question far better than me. But yes, I like to believe so. It's been really awesome, especially being in the state of Georgia. I feel like most folks are still trying to figure out and learn what B Corp certification means, and so I feel like right now we're still doing a lot of storytelling down in the South of what this certification means and the benefits of it.
But I will say, I'm not the sales director, but our sales director did leave, and I'll answer that question and say yes. So the Whole Foods folks were here and specifically asked to meet with us in person because they were grateful to be doing business with us because we're B Corp, and also right now we're about to enter into contract with Delta.
I am the sales marketing VP for North Coast. Mm-hmm. I do, absolutely they do. They're looking for this because consumers are looking for this. And that's why the tag is actually a consumer trust mark. Yep. And that's why both of us are trying to get you to join because that makes that trust mark stronger. So it does mean something.
Well said. Get up here, Marty. No, I'm kidding. Yes. Let's see. How many hours a month do you spend keeping the B? I love this. So I really geek out about B Corp certification. That's just one of those things that I'm incredibly fascinated by, and I'm always trying to figure out how Creature can do better or incorporate some of these best practices into the work we're doing. I would say it's a particularly busy season right now for me in terms of our philanthropic program, Get Comfortable at Creature Comforts. So that has been taking a lot of my time, but I still will do anywhere from like 5 to 10 hours a week at the B Corp certification. When we were certifying, it was a lot more time consuming, but now since we have that certification and we don't go to recertify until 2024, you know, it's really just like basic upkeep and making sure that, you know, some of these B Corp priorities and opportunities to earn more points for our recertification are remaining top of mind. Do you get points if you make gluten-free beers, or do you get points if you don't make hard seltzer? You're going to have to take that one up with B-Lab. I will say they do award points for certain product accreditations. So, for example, if you are creating an organic beer and that's a certified organic beer, or, you know, other, you know, product level certifications do award points. I don't think they've gotten to the gluten-free aspect of that yet, though. Does a dog-friendly taproom impact attaining certification? No, absolutely not. No, nothing is written about that. All of the dog parks and child play areas are definitely welcome and would not affect you attaining this certification. Where do the standards for B Corp certification come from? Yes, and this was, I'm glad you asked it, because this was something I meant to cover in the presentation. So B Lab is the nonprofit that oversees this certification, but they have a board of external stakeholders that come together to work on developing these standards that go into the B Impact Assessment. So not only do they have this external board, but they also ask for feedback from current B Corps themselves. So they are working on a new version of the assessment that I believe will go live in 2024. And what they're doing right now is really taking feedback and input from certified B Corp businesses. So your voice, you know, is heard too when they are coming up with these new criteria. What else? Is the certification really worthwhile for small breweries? I would say yes. I mean, when you look at trends of who's buying this product and what kind of business do people want to be doing business with, I would definitely say yes. And I will say, too, if you're very early on, too, if your brewery is very young, there is a pending B Corp status that, say, you're, you know, trying to open up a brewery, within that first year, you can be a pending B Corp, and as long as you continue to meet those metrics, you will continue to be a B Corp. But I would say, yes, it's really been worth the investment. For us, I know we're large. We've got 100 plus employees, but I would recommend it. I think it's brought amazing opportunities our way. Does B-Lab help the entrepreneur link with the like-minded investors? No. And I have my own faults with B-Lab, but they do not do that. That would be a really awesome service. I've been thinking through, you know, different feedback, too, because that B-Lab itself is just so open to, you know, hearing from certified B corporations. So I haven't submitted that, but I can submit something like that, because I would love to see them being, you know, more active in that realm. How often do you take the B Impact Assessment? Yearly or every 3 years when you recertify? So you'll take it initially to get that certification, right? And then 3 years when you go to recertify, you'll take it again. I will say I'm always in the B Impact Assessment because I like to look at those point gains and see how things relate and see where we can improve. So I am constantly in there, and I will say the beauty of this assessment is that it automatically will save your answers and your selections and give you a score in real time. Granted, that score would still need to be, you know, certified and verified by B-Lab, but you are able to see where you stand, and you're not having to just, like, wait and see what your score is. So that's the beauty of it, too. Do you apply for recertification each time you get a new goal or just every 3 years? Every 3 years. Creature is a very competitive organization, and I think that 80.4 is like killing people because they know the threshold's 80, and they're like, you're telling me we only had 80.4 points, Allie? Like, why aren't we at 100? So I wish that we could go in there and, you know, recertify as often as we wanted to, because we've even seen some point gains over the past year, but fortunately, it would just be we really got to prove ourselves and show that increase when we go to recertify in 2024. My brewery has been in operation for fewer than 12 months. Is it still eligible? I would look into the pending B Corp status first. I think that's 1 year after your business is really up and running, and then after that 1 year mark, I believe, is when you are even eligible to do B Corp certification. So yeah, give it another couple of months once you're B at a year, and then you can really start that journey or start it now, because that verification queue is no joke. Okay, that's it. Thank you all so much. Again, cheers for using beer as a force for good.